Are you ready?
Definitely ready.
We got two good stories and one crazy one here, so check it out.
Okay.
The first one, story number one, we take things to Dateline overseas here, and I believe it's Japan, but Christina Wong, nevertheless, is an actress and comedian known for her one-woman shows. But she traded the stage for a sewing machine and formed a whole team of volunteers to make masks during this coronavirus pandemic.
Oh.
The artist was preparing for a debut on her new show right before the pandemic hit the United States. And she says, quote, unquote, I was set to tour all over the country. The pandemic happened. And I was like, yeah, of course, this has happened to me, right?
Oh, jeez.
Although the tour's postponement financially hurt Wong, she did not despair. She was saying that she will not be depressed like she was after 9/11 during the recession back in 2008 as well. She said, I'm going to do stuff and I'm going to stay busy and I'm also going to fix other people's problems.
Mm.
So at the beginning of the pandemic, people frantically searched for masks. Material to make them was limited, but Wong had a bunch of scraps of fabric laying around at her home and she sews... She sewed a bunch of fabric together to make masks.
Oh, my.
And she actually donated a huge amount of them out to everybody around her local neighborhood.
Well, good for her.
Yep.
Nice job.
Her mother is a quilt teacher at a kindergarten school, and she picked up sewing machine skills in her sixth grade home economic class.
Wow.
So
good for her.
Taking a nice talent right there and making good out of it. So
that's always a nice story.
To Christina Wong right there.
Thank you, Christina.
In other news, check this out. When this first coronavirus pandemic hit the United States in early March, it didn't take long for our boy here. This guy did one hell of a job. Texas Roadhouse CEO Kent Taylor. You've been to Texas Roadhouses, haven't you?
I think so, yeah.
Well, the CEO, Kent Taylor, he went to jump into action to protect both the lives and livelihoods of his employees. Oh. Taylor, who also founded the popular restaurant chain, bought latex glove. Gloves, masks, and eyewear for workers in nearly 600 restaurants, and also got to work on creating a sort of stimulus package specifically for the Texas Roadhouse family.
Mm.
He raised over $5 million, or I'm sorry, he contributed another $5 million to an emergency fund called Andy's Outreach, which he set up for his employees 18 years ago to help things like rent and mortgage payments, utility bills, even funeral expenses.
Could use some of that myself.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I worked for this guy. No offense, Mr. Beasley. You're great. you know what? I take back what I said.
He also donated his yearly salary and bonuses totaling more than $800,000.
Look at this man. He's a hero. I know plenty of people who are in positions of power who in my personal opinion, act a little bit selfishly.
Yeah, absolutely.
My landlord. Not going to say what? I didn't say anything. You didn't hear that.
No, absolutely not.
My landlord.
There you go with story number two. Story number three, our last story here as far as Tuesday is concerned. People are walking the grounds of Queen Elizabeth's Scottish residence, and they are relieving themselves.
They're peeing?
Yeah.
Are they doing number two as well? Because really, that's an important question.
Well, they are very disappointed to see many of these wipes.
Oh, God.
Discarded on the estate.
Ew, come on. Use leaves.
They are saying they're located next to paths and monuments.
Oh.
And they want you to remember there are no public toilets open for miles around the monument. So, if you need to pee or go, please do so at least 30 meters from the premises.
Don't go on the Queen. That lady's been through enough. How old is she anyway?
Yes.
If you pee and it accidentally hits the Queen, she could pass away from pneumonia, for crying out loud.
Actually saying bury feces is in a shallow hole and replace the turf.
Wait, they crapped in a hole?
They want you to dig a hole.
I'm not digging a hole.
Yeah, so can you imagine the Queen like, Lordy, who's that gentleman out there?
I went out to trim my roses in the garden, and there was a fresh duke.
So Queen Elizabeth is looking out her window going, oh!
It was about 8 inches long, very brown in decoloration.
How am I supposed to pay my croquet out there?
It smelled quite like stale beer and Slim Jims that got just bought at the Belmar 7-Eleven.
Right, so be careful where you step out by the Queen's property out there in her Scottish premises.
Well, I understand why. You said it's her Scottish residence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if all the Scottish people are necessarily big fans of the Queen.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah. I understand that.
Some of this might be a little intentional. Maybe the Queen needs to understand that.
It might be just a big smack in the face.
Put a porta potty out there, for crying out loud.
I know.
You're worth like $8 gazillion.
That's what I said, too. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
If it's like all
a couple of porta potties, porta johns, that's it.
Unbelievable.
Come on.
There you go with your three stories right here on a Tuesday as part of the No Sweat News. Like I said before, get out there and study up at WRAT.com. We'll have them posted up later on in the day for you to get those awesome prize pack, like Davey said, for those bunch of scratch-offs and the rap bandana.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.